This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Because of coronavirus, you are going to be quarantined, but you have a choice. Do you A, quarantine with your wife and child, or B,
me?
Funny stuff. We avoided the apocalypse, folks. In fact, I heard this. I'm not sure if it's true, but you can find out for yourself. Moonshiners were just about to start making hand sanitizer. Woo, ba-dum-bum. Heard hookers were going to be paid in toilet paper. I saw a video. I'm not exaggerating this. I'm not even joking about it. It was a German girl, I think, and she had a sign written in German. It said, "Will perform, you know, favors for toilet paper," and went on to do it. My cousin sends me this. I'm like, don't be sending me porn. Are you kidding? Knucklehead. First of all, I'm not into porn. I don't watch porn. Have I watched it in the past? Yes, so have you. Don't judge. And so, but he sends me this thing. I'm thinking it's going to be a spoof, like a Benny Hill type thing. No, she actually does. This is ridiculous. I don't know whether she really needed toilet paper that bad or she was a nympho, but holy cow, man, it ain't that bad, okay? It ain't that bad. By the way, here I am thinking that, you know, preppers are hoarding food and they're hoarding gold and silver and they had stored extra batteries and flashlights and generators and we're doing biofuel, and who knew we were going to need toilet paper and hand sanitizer? That was the thing that was going to drive the economy. Oh, boy. Anyway, glad you guys are here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com, 844-551-8255. If you do want to give me a call, here's what I want to tell you. Trump wins in the end. Ergo, America wins in the end. Now, what happened? Pelosi caved. I know it's going to go through the House and all this other stuff, but Donald Trump said, I'm not signing this crazy Senate bill, whatever you knuckleheads are sending out here. Are you out of your minds? There's no way I'm going to sign a stimulus package that has the crap in it that you want. Now, look, it's not done yet, but it's close. The Senate, you know, I believe they've completely wrapped up theirs, right? And that Senate bill is made it clear what Trump will and will not accept. And now if it goes, I mean, I guess it's in the House. And Pelosi's got to look at it. But here's what I'm going to tell you. Trump said that in no uncertain terms, you lose on this politically. You've lost on it. I'm going to get into that in a bit. But here's the deal. The question you should be asking yourself now, post-apocalypse and pandemic and all this other stuff that I've been telling you, and I want you to remember this, folks. You're getting a lecture today. I told you this thing was a hoax. It was overblown. Chinese Wuhan. It was an attempt to see what this would do to our society. And now you got to be asking yourself, what's next? See, there's phase one of the pandemic and the scare. And you, come on, you went for it. You were out there in the toilet paper lines, lined up like them old Russians in the past, those old Soviet Union people waiting on your vodka and your toilet paper. Isn't it funny how we jokingly, we know that the Soviets used to wait on vodka and toilet paper. If you were waiting on vodka, it was to make your own hand sanitizer. But you were out there. You were with the zombies. You're looking at those empty shelves going, what kind of third world nation do we live in? And you were all panicked, and you started selling your stock, and you lost a ton of money. I mean, you did all kinds of crazy stuff, right? You did all this stuff because they got you to do it. So what's next? Because the Chinese Wuhan scare has to enter a new phase. It did not work completely. Democrats will not let your joy stand. They hoped that the Chinese Wuhan scare was going to tank Trump. It was going to tank the economy. But instead, Donald Trump went into the gladiator arena and he killed every one of them in there. If you need a metaphor, that's what happened. He went in, he wiped out the Chinese, he wiped out the anti-trade people, He wiped out the people that said, to heck with you bringing manufacturing back. He wiped out the people that wanted to destroy the GDP and destroy the economy. He wiped out the open borders people. Donald Trump slayed every dragon that's out there. That's what he did. So now, the Democrats have to be asking themselves, what next? Because let me explain to you, folks listening to the Kevin Jackson program, the Kevin Jackson Show. The president's overall approval rating is through the friggin' roof, okay? The friggin' roof. It is through the roof. I told you this man was going to come out smelling like a rose. You can dump him in dung, and he will come out in a tux, ready to go accept his award. As my grandmother would say, if you dump me in some horse crap, I'll wake up looking, I'll get out of there looking for a pony. This is the way this man be. Look, you should be proud of yourselves. You have elected a warrior. Dude. Donald Trump holding press conferences every single day. By the way, they said Joe Biden's going to hold a press. He's going to have these live streams. You want to talk about comic relief? Watch a Joe Biden live stream. It might rival Trump's because we may have to check in on old creepy crazy Joe. But yeah, so Trump says, oh, you don't want me to have my big rallies anymore? No problem. I'll hold bigger rallies. They will be called press conferences. And I will look like the king of the hill when I hold my press conferences. I will look presidential. I will let you know that you taking a mountain and making it a molehill, I'm going to stand on top of your molehill. And I'm going to look like a Greek god in all my orange glory. Okay? And that's what they did. As one of my friends said, he fought a mouse and he defeated a mouse. And now he gets to stand on top of the mouse like a champion. What my buddy was essentially saying was what I've been telling you. These people took this virus, they weaponized it, thinking it was going to destroy Trump. And Trump said, oh, that's all you got is a mouse? And he squashed it, and he stood on top of it, and now he's looking like, oh. And the Democrats are going, what does it take to destroy this nuclear surviving cockroach? What do we have to do? Well, let me answer for you, Democrats, leftists, progressives, whatever you call yourselves. There is nothing you can do. Nothing. Donald Trump has defeated you in your Russian collusion stuff, and he's defeated you in your impeachment stuff. He's defeated you in your coronavirus. And let me tell you why. It's very simple, Democrats. Pay attention. Donald Trump deals in the truth. It's that simple. Short break. We'll be back with some more numbers.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Well, I do think that there is a whole concern in our country that if we're giving tens of billions of dollars to the airlines, that we could at least have a shared value about what happens to the environment. But that is an excuse, not a reason, for Senator McConnell to go forward. Some of the other issues, like not fully extending family medical leave, not funding food stamps, I hope that will all change in the next few hours. But there are issues that are central to the well-being of America's family.
That was Pelosi in the dark of night, you know, still waiting to see what the Senate was going to come up with. And guess what? Trying to sell her poison pills. Well, what we thought is if we're going to give tens of billions of dollars to the airlines, then we need to regulate how they do their emissions or whatever. Who knew, she was saying, that people would care about that, would be looking at, you know, things like, well, don't you think that they just need to survive for right now? Don't you think that they're taking a pretty big hit? Don't you think we need an airline industry? How are we going to get around? Somebody's got to invest in this. Look, this is one of these public-private partnerships that you have to have. How are we going to get our people around and be productive if we don't have an airline industry? Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. The KevinJacksonShow.com, 844 651-8255. She says, that's not an excuse for them not to move forward, that we packed this bill with all this poison. They call them poison pills. In the business world, if you don't want a deal to go through, you say, oh, yeah, yeah, we're negotiating with you, but oh, we got a couple of little items in here we put in there that, you know, should kill the deal. Poison pills. And that's what Nancy Pelosi tried to do. But it failed. Why? Because Trump is a gladiator. He's a winner. And he says, I'm not putting up with that. I know how to play the public. But here's the difference. When Donald Trump is playing the public, we win. He's saying, I'm on your side. I believe in you. I'm not going to let them take advantage of you. When I come out here and tell you something, you'll believe. You'll understand it. And even if you don't worry about it. I'm playing chess. They're playing checkers. Don't sweat it. And that's what he did. And let me tell you something. Much to the Democrats' chagrin, Donald Trump is kicking butt in the polls. But before I get to that, I want to play this other clip. And this is Trump talking about him, you know, why he wasn't going to sign this deal.
I canceled the deal last night. I said, I'm not going to sign that deal because Nancy Pelosi came in and put a lot of things in the deal that had nothing to do with the workers, that had to do with an agenda that they've been trying to get passed for 10 years. And I came in, I told Mike, I told a lot of people, there's no way I'm signing that deal. I was getting calls from John Kennedy, from Ben Sasse, from many, many people, Lindsay. I was getting calls from a lot of different people. Saying this deal, Tom Cotton, this deal is terrible, what they've done. They took a deal. You know, we almost had a deal the day before, and it was between Schumer and Mitch, and it was really a good, solid deal. All of a sudden, they start throwing all of the little Green New Deal stuff in, right? And the boardrooms, what they look like, and we want green energy. We want all this stuff. Let's stop drilling oil. They had things in there that were terrible.
Donald Trump knew what he was doing. President Trump acted presidentially. He says, I'm not signing that deal. The Senate now has gotten their new deal that's coming through, and it's going to have to go back to Pelosi. Chuck Schumer is trying to get some level of credit. He's saying, look, Nancy, the president isn't going to sign this, and we're going to look like obstructionists because he's positioned it that way. You better not put anything else in this bill that we can't get. So what Chuck Schumer did, just so we're clear, by the way, welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. What Chuck Schumer did was he said, let's rewrite the deal. I'm going to strip all that crapola of Nancy's out, put a little few tidbits in here just to make it look like we did it. And I'm going to say, this is the new deal that we in the Senate, agreed to. And now we're all kumbaya. And so the Democrats, I'm just telling you, they're going to try to take credit for the deal. It isn't going to happen. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. It's not going to happen. But that's what they do. Let me give you a real sales scenario. This is how we would do in sales. This is a sales technique. I'm tipping you off to it because it happens to you. And even if I tell you, it's kind of like a magician. I can tell you the trick. Okay, I'm playing around with these balls under the shells, but you're still not going to be able to follow it. So here's the deal. I go to you and I say, let's talk about what your needs are. And you say, Kevin, I'm bleeding money. I got too much inventory. I got this, that, and the other. And then I repeat it back. Okay, you're bleeding money. You got too much inventory, which means you're carrying too much debt. You're not getting receivables in time. Because you're 45 days receiving money, but you're out of your money immediately because you're on net 30 or net 15 with your vendors, blah, blah, blah. So I define your problem for you. And then we agreed that, you know, how much it's going to cost to fix it. Like if you've got $2 million in inventory, how much is that money sitting in inventory costing you? If you got too much in receivables, what's that costing you, et cetera. So we go through and we do all these things. And you have one critical thing that you, let's say one thing you remember, like I've got too much inventory and I'm sitting on $3 million. I'm going to use a number. Let's say you're sitting on $3 million of inventory. So when I write up this proposal of everything we talked about, what I do is I leave an error, a glaring error. And I say, okay, great. We're in agreement that we need to fix this problem, right? Yes. And the major part of the problem is you're sitting on $1 million worth of inventory that is creating this massive problem for you. And you write me back and you say, Kevin, your proposal was spot on, man, except you didn't put $3 million in inventory, you put $1 million. And then I say to you, oh, well, hey, you, why don't you make that change to $3 million? And then we'll pretty much be in sync, right? We'll have a deal. Yeah, the $3 million is it. So you make that change. Now, what I did, we don't actually have a deal. I may be in competition with five other guys. But now you feel as though you and I have connected, right? We're dancing now. Oh, it's now your deal. It's a great thing, Chuck. You know, send me back your deal because I agree with you. Now, I've done all the work and all that, but I'm making, we call it transferring ownership. You become the owner, and now it's your baby. And you don't want to lose your baby, right? All these other guys are coming in going, here's my deal, my deal, my deal, my deal. But your deal is now a deal between you and me. It's your baby. So that's what Chuck Schumer wants to do. He's playing on that emotion. Now, I asked earlier, what do you think Democrats are going to do? Do you think they're going to go quietly? No, they're not going to go quietly. This is part of the strategy. Let's see if we can take it back. Get rid of the deal breakers. Put in something small and different. Then it becomes theirs. They've taken it back from Donald Trump in this respect. And it might work against a lesser foe, but it is not going to work against Donald Trump. He's too smart. Americans know that Trump is the person who proposed this stimulus. And when they get those relief checks, they're going to be Trump checks. I told you, folks, Trump stole back the narrative during this whole thing. Many of you were afraid at the onset of this so-called pandemic and the spread of it. You were talking to me, sending me notes. I told you to sit tight. Trump was going to torture these guys. He replaced the big rallies with these daily pressers, and it shook them up.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says Americans could start getting relief checks from the government within 3 weeks. That assumes a Senate-passed stimulus bill clears the House tomorrow and is signed by the president.
The American workers and American public and American business, they need the money now. So this is not the time to debate a bill that passed with every single vote.
Mnuchin speaking there on CNBC. As far as that vote in the House, Democratic Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi of California, believes,
I feel certain that we will have a strong bipartisan vote.
The number of weekly jobless claims soaring last week to 3.3 million unemployment claims, although the Dow is shrugging off that number as it's up over 800 points in early trading. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Donald Trump knows how to get to the left. He tortured him. He tormented him. He had him so vexed, they didn't know what to do. They got desperate. And they tried to appear as though they were in charge. And Trump says, you're not in charge. When he stole back the narrative, I'm telling you folks, when Donald Trump started doing these daily pressers, that was a replacement for his big rallies. Bigger audience. Even bigger audience. I sent a note to the president. I said, hey, why don't you have an online, big rally? And don't be surprised if when the stock market comes back or something like that, Donald Trump says we're going to have a live simulcast. He used to call them simulcasts. I'm probably dating myself. But we're going to have a live deal, live stream, I think is the new terminology, right? We're going to have a live stream of the celebration of the stock market and this economy and all these other things. Joe Biden's trying to live stream. I think I told you guys this. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonShow.com. Tell a friend. Let everybody know. This is what we do, trying to get the word out. And I'm going to tell you, if you've been listening to my program for any length of time, you're saying to yourself, this dude knows what he's talking about. He's not afraid to go out on a limb and predict what's going to happen. And you know what? The majority of the time, that's exactly what happens. It's exactly what happens. I cannot wait to watch a Biden live stream compared to Trump's and look at the numbers. I cannot wait for the first debate. I can't wait for the media to finally have to recognize that Joe Biden suffers from dementia. I'm not even trying to ridicule the guy. He deserves it. The career that he's had, he deserves ridicule. The Democrats deserve ridicule for putting him in that spot. But for the people who are sufferers of dementia, I feel for him. And I would not put anybody, if Donald Trump were doing what Biden was, I would say, guys, we got to find us a new champion. Our gladiator is not going to go into the arena like that. He's just fresh meat. But the Democrats don't care. Anyway, Trump tortures these clowns. This whole thing, this solving of the problem wasn't supposed to happen. Politics does not solve problems. Aren't you people aware of this? Wasn't supposed to happen. The economy was supposed to fail. Utterly and completely. That was what was going to bring down Donald Trump. Instead, Donald Trump is the champion who defeated the Chinese Wuhan virus. And as I alluded to earlier in the program, Donald Trump defeated the Chinese. He defeated the Iranians. He defeated the leftists. He defeated the open borders people. He defeated those who said, why do we have to care about trade, man? What do we care about where things are manufactured? There is hardly a segment of the economy of America that the Wuhan virus didn't impact. Oh, now, we've been getting too many of our medicines from China. I heard leftists saying things like, we can't rely on China for our medicines. And I don't know if this is true, but I heard that China even threatened to stop our supply of certain medicines during this whole Wuhan crisis. This is a big deal. By the way, next hour, I'm going to talk about the impact of Xi, the president of China. He's in trouble over all of this. So Donald Trump comes out smelling like a rose. They dipped him in doo-doo, and he came out and went in his tux and started doing Broadway. I'm on Broadway. I mean, Donald Trump is making these people look crazy. And I'm going to get into these numbers because I wanted to play a clip from Bret Baier talking about why. Let me just explain something to you. Let me calm down. Everybody calm down. Let me explain. Donald Trump, I predicted this. I said to you guys, when Donald Trump's popularity reaches 60%, you will watch Wuhan go away like a fart in the wind. That's what I told you. Go listen to the podcast. Go listen to my program. This, folks, don't you have to go back that far. We've been covering this for like a week. Go listen to what I said. He was at 55%. With approval, 43% disapproved. And I said, wait until Donald Trump hits 60% approval, and you're going to watch Wuhan get shut down like nobody's business. And this is where we are. This is where we find ourselves. And before I get into the numbers, let me tell you something else that happened. People started comparing Donald Trump's leadership on Wuhan to that of Barack Obama's on H1N1, and suddenly the Democrats are going, we shouldn't have opened up that can of worms. You know what people started noticing? They noticed that we aren't dying in the numbers that they were talking about. They noticed the survival rate of it. So you had kids going out, going, man, shoot, are we going out? Well, you're not going to keep us down. And so what Donald Trump said, okay, here's the deal. Let me tell you what he got control of it. He says, we're not going to let this thing spread. We're going to get all the masks. And he let people know, don't blame me. Blame some of these other folks. They want to act like they were the mask. Barack Obama didn't reorder masks. And so the word starts getting out about this guy's a rock star. And then Donald Trump says, you know what? We're going to open the government back up. We're going to open things up by Easter. He gives you a date. And that was a warning to the Democrats of, you're done. It was a warning to the economy, which is why the stock market shot up the other day over 2,100, the largest gain in history. Largest gain in history. Now, this economy, you want to think about the economy doing well for the first 3 years? You watch what happens in the next 3 months. What a huge miscalculation by the Democrats. Imagine, folks, if in 3 months Trump's economy recovers, and it regains what it did in 3 years, and it most likely will. This guy is going to look like freaking Houdini, Chris Angel, David Copperfield, all rolled into one. You want a launch pad for reelection? I give you the economy that the Democrats tried to destroy. Anyway, let's look at this approval rating. Because I told you 60% was the magic number. And here's Bret Baier talking about it.
Biggest single day point gain in the history of the Dow. Speaking of numbers, the president has tied his all-time best approval mark, 49% in the new Gallup poll. His approval for handling this coronavirus crisis is at 60%, and even 60% among independents polled in that Gallup poll.
What do you need me to tell you? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I gave you a number. I told you when Donald Trump reaches 60%, you're going to watch the Democrats go, failed again. Yeah, 60%. 60% of the people approve. Folks, 3-4 days ago, it was 55% approved, 43 didn't. So now it's 60% rather. Where'd they get that 5 from? Was that from the absentee, the people that didn't, or is the 43 now down to 38? So let me explain. The 60% that Trump is now up that 5-point gain means that the people who disapprove is under 40. That's under the Democrats' threshold for everything. The Democrats rely on 40% for everything that comes up. We know we've got 40%. We got to win 50. We got to win 11% to get a quorum. That's what we have to do. They can't even get that. In trying to torpedo Trump, in trying to torpedo, let me remind you, the man who was impeached. In trying to torpedo, let me remind you, the man who was colluding with the Russians. The majority of Americans go, he handled this like a champ. Now, Trump's laughing behind their backs. He was laughing behind their backs. He let it out many times. Donald Trump called this mess. He said, this is a Democratic hoax, not the virus itself. What they're trying to do to this economy is a hoax. And he knew all he had to do was fix it. I'm putting you in the mind of a strategist. This is me, the strategist, talking to you. I got the Chinese who we don't like. We're not supposed to like. They're the bad guys. The Democrats wanted to make it look like we were the bad guys. They were literally strategizing with the Chinese to make it look as if we did it. Our soldiers gave this to We got the Chinese injecting a virus into the world, and Donald Trump's going, and you think we're going to take we're going to be the bad guys? You must be out of your mind. I'm in a battle with them over a lot of stuff. I'm going to make them pay. And that's what he did. He said, "You want America you Democrats are going to side with the Chinese in a virus that they put into our economy. You're going to conspire to hurt your fellow American, and you think I'm going to lose this battle? You must be out of your ever-loving minds." And that's what he did. He defeated them. And everybody out there, look, folks, don't forget about 60% approval. Donald Trump is 67% approval in his handling of this. They talk about he's 49%. Maybe he is. 49%, that's a big number for Donald Trump, the guy who came into office at 37 or 33 or whatever it was. 49 is Armageddon for the Democrats, because the real number is probably 56 or 57. But what about that independent number? 60% of independents like the way that Trump is handling the economy. You really want to go into who's going to win this battle of wits when you're talking about the witless over there? I put my money on Trump every time. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too.
If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, as you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
How's your attitude about this Chinese Wuhan virus? Huh? You need a bit of a pick-me-up? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. It's Kevin Jackson Show. Just put .com at the end of that, and you can find out all about us. And you will want to. A pick-me-up. Do you have enough toilet paper? A friend of mine said she ordered toilet paper for her family. Ordered it over the internet, okay? There was nowhere for her to buy locally. Well, there probably was. I don't think she put in all the effort she needed to put in. Come on now. Don't you think? I mean, nowhere? I saw a store in Helena, Montana that had plenty of toilet paper. I guess in Montana they don't wipe their butts as much as they do south of there. Anyway, ordered it. Nowhere to buy toilet paper locally, because I don't know that she put in all the effort.
You know, maybe she went to three places and said, that's enough, I'm just going home. Couldn't go to five more to get that one roll. I had no problem. I'm going to tell you right now, I've had no problem getting toilet paper. But anyway, this is about morale. I'm using toilet paper as an example. But so she orders it online, and then I got a text from her. She says, it's arriving 3 days earlier. Yay, the family's saved. So she's obviously very happy. You know, she did her part during the Chinese Wuhan crisis of 2020. Yep. Hey, you gotta get that feel good somewhere, right? In small places. Good for her. She went out, she looked for toilet paper, couldn't find it, came up with a solution, said, I'm gonna order it. Let's see what happens. They said, it'll be 5 days, ma'am. And she's like, oh my gosh, I hope we can have enough toilet paper now to last us for 5 days. What are we gonna do? You know, cause the panic in her household could have set in, causing everybody's blood pressure to go up. And who knows what medical issues would arise from that. Thank God for Obamacare, right? Anyway, she orders it, and then she celebrates because it's going to come 3 days earlier. I text back, hey, you guys could possibly have a guest. Now that you've got some toilet paper, they were having guests, and the guests canceled. They were afraid of the Wuhan Chinese virus, so everybody just stopped everything. And she was kind of happy. She says, I'm kind of happy they didn't come because we didn't have enough toilet paper. Who doesn't have enough toilet paper? Not prepped for that. For shame. Anyway, 3 days earlier, she's all hee-hee, hyped up. I'm like, wow, what, you know, that little pick-me-up. I want you to imagine getting your toilet paper 3 days earlier is enough to raise your endorphins. It's like a good workout. Yeah. My aerobics got my toilet paper coming. Woo! You know, just all psyched up. Yeah. Are you all psyched up? Oh, man. So, here's what I'm leading into all of this. The Hollyweirdo celebrities decided, you know what? Everybody's out there feeling bad about the Chinese Wuhan virus created by that evil scientist, the reality show host, billionaire turned president, President Trump. He's the one who did. So we need to do something as a pick-me-up for America. It is our responsibility as the intelligentsia, as the elitist in America, to make these little people feel better. Now, could they send us all a fat check? I mean, these are people making $10, $20, $30 million a movie. Go adopt some people. No, they don't send us a fat check. You know what they decided to do? They're going to make a video with them all singing the song Imagine. And I can only imagine watching it because I did not watch it. Hollyweird. Feeling like the country needs a boost. What can we do for the country? Yeah, let me think. People are dejected out there. They're not, you know, things are not going well for them. What could we do? I don't know. What are you thinking, Susie? I don't know, Timmy. You know what? We could go out and open up a store and say, hey, listen, come in and get everything you want from the grocery store. It's on us. We could, I don't know, stock up food banks. I mean, what? Buy coats for people in the world? I don't know. There's a lot of stuff. Don't give them clubs to go beat up baby seals. I don't know what they want to do. But the celebrities had all kinds of things they could think of, and they decided, you know, I'm just trying to imagine what we could do. And somebody, imagine. Why don't we just make a video of us all singing the song Imagine? That'll give them a boost. I don't know about you, but when I heard that the Hollywood people were making a song to make me feel better about my Chinese Wuhan virus situation, well, I'll tell you what, it made me feel absolutely nothing. Because I'm thinking to myself, these crazy elitists think that we are living in, oh my gosh, what are we going to do? We're sequestered at home. I wasn't even sequestered. I get in my car, I drive. Like I said, went to Dave and Buster's not too long ago. It was like, I don't even care. I felt like a king eating at a restaurant with nobody there. You know what happens when you go into a restaurant and you're the only person there? You know, the only people, they're like, oh, well, sir, how are you today, sir? I'm like, you? I'm doing great, fine man. Fine young man. What would you like, sir? Well, what do you have? Would you bring me a glass of water? I'd like to see your beer menu as well as your wine menu. Well, coming right up, sir. I'm not waiting up. You order your food. Yeah, the guy, they go, oh my, those very nice choices. They go back. Would you like it ordered now? Would you like your appetizer? I mean, the level of attention is crazy. They're not running around trying to look for orders. You know, there's 50 orders in the back. The chef, it's your restaurant and it is your private chef. The chef came out. I'm not saying it was a highfalutin place, but the chef came out. He's like, hey, what's up? Hey, you're out and about. Oh, my gosh. You know, it's a ghost town here. Well, what I'm going to prepare for you, Mr. Jackson, it was like having a butler. Are you kidding me? I love it. Stay home, white people. Shoot. And the prices aren't jacked up. They're just glad you're there, man. Sending people, wait staff home and all this. Anyway, these celebrities, so they think you can feel better because they're going to sing to you. Because, see, the thing is, Holly weirdos think they're important. They think they're more important than you. And look, I don't mind somebody going make a feel-good video. I saw a puppy. I don't even remember what the video was, but it was a puppy doing something crazy. And I was dying. These videos make, watch those videos of animals, but watch a video of Holly weirdos singing. And that's supposed to make me feel good? So anyway, I did watch it. I ain't gonna lie. I watched it. Because I wanted to tell you guys about it so you wouldn't have to watch it. It was a chick that did Wonder Woman. That not the. And by the way, Linda Carter was in it. But I'm talking about the new Wonder Woman, the younger girl. I don't know her name. Gab or something. Anyway, she did it. And you've got all these people. I didn't recognize probably 80% of the singers. I didn't recognize them. I recognized Jimmy Fallon. Even I will tell you, he looked dramatically different without makeup. But I recognize him. Recognize Mark Ruffalo, big time lefty out of Hollywood. I'm sure every one of them were big time lefties, but I didn't recognize most of them, and I was proud of that. I have a few things, though, that these nutcases can't imagine. Since they wanted to sing Imagine. I want them to imagine 4 more years of Trump. Oh, man. I want them to imagine a Republican Speaker of the House. I want them to imagine Mitch McConnell being the Senate Majority Leader again. I mean, if you want to make me feel good and you want to sing Imagine, imagine a 6-3 Supreme Court of the United States because Trump replaces Justice Ginsburg or maybe a couple of others. Imagine 1,000 more Trump-appointed conservative judges all over this country. Imagine all the people living for today. Imagine a strong America. Hey, how about this? Imagine there's no Hollywood. We're working on that with FestiFlix. Yep, FestiFlix. FestiFlix.com. FestiFlix.com. Go check it out. It's our competition for Hollywood. But anyway, look, elitists aren't going to change our minds. They seem to think that this is going to be a big deal. 7 million people watched it. They were all Hollywood.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.